Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Scott Sandlin, who's Vice President of Hard Surface for Shaw Industries. Scott, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Yeah, Scott, we've been working on our top 100 retailers list, and it's interesting some of the news we're getting that hard surfaces is really pulling this year from a business perspective with, you know, carpet being flat to somewhat maybe down a couple of points. So you're running the right category over Shaw, aren't you?
I wish you wouldn't have said that. Vance, listen to this. My budget's going up, Kemp. Now, the hard surface business is healthy, led by the LVT and the whole modular resilient category. So I don't think there's any doubt it's taken a little share. And over time, I think that'll even out. But for now, it is for sure.
I'm catching you down in Dallas. I guess there's a RFCI, which stands for Resilient Floor Covering Institute. They're having a meeting. So that starts this morning, right?
Yeah, it starts this morning. And it's a good group. It's a very proactive group, staying focused on the industry issues. And as we've gotten deeper into resilience, I've learned a lot from them.
I mean, the biggest thing that's going on resilient right now is LVT. And it you know, it's up to almost $1 billion. So that's a big change, and it's boosted the importance of that category, wouldn't you say?
Modular resilient is on fire, and it's been a good business for us, and we see it doing nothing but getting better.
Yeah. You know, as you look at the members of the board of the RFCI, there's been some shift there in the membership, hasn't there?
It's interesting. You've got ourselves and Mohawk and Beaufloor and traditional folks that weren't necessarily on the board. So hopefully we're bringing some things to the table to help the traditional leaders of the organization.
Now, when does Shaw come online with their LVT plant?
Our plant in Ringgold, Kemp, is due to start shipping product around the first of the year. But, you know, we're running now. We're running trials, and the team has done a great job pulling everything together up in Ringgold.
Now, if I wanted to get a tour of that, or would you have to blindfold me?
I'd have to blindfold you. But, man, we'll take you around like that.
Okay. All right. This is not why we called. I called you because you did something this weekend that I think really deserves the limelight. There was a group of people, most of them out of Dalton, some out of Chattanooga, that ran an event in Chattanooga called the Seven Bridges Marathon. And a subset of that race was called the Christian Bryant Foundation. Tell us a little bit more about that, if you would.
Hey, Kim, and I appreciate the chance to talk about it. We run for Team CMB, which, you know, is Christian Mosley Bryant, who's our Vice President of R&D. That was Chris and Robin Bryant's daughter, who passed away several years ago from cancer. And we run in her honor and raise money for local families fighting the same disease.
And actually, the foundation was created so that people will remember, you know, kind of what Christian stood for, because she wrote a paper. She went to GPS. She was actually in the same class as my daughter. And my daughter also ran track, and Christian ran track. So they were good friends. But Christian wrote a paper about wealth and how it's not dollars, it's about health. So, I mean, she stood for all the right things and gave a whole lot, and just a real, real neat young lady who passed away well before her time. And as you said, she's the daughter of Robin and Chris Bryant. Chris, I interviewed actually Chris last year about this lifeguard backing system, so he's actively involved in many of the things that Shaw's doing, right?
Yeah, Chris does a great job for us in our R&D and all the new products and new innovations that he works on. But he and Robin also spend a lot of time on this. And, you know, that's a tough deal, you know, trying to carry on and do things for others. There's a lot of national, just like we're a big supporter of St. Jude's, but
right.
In the tri-state area, Southeast Tennessee and North Georgia and North Alabama, most children with either leukemia or cancer end up at Erlanger. So all the money raised from the Christian Bryant Foundation goes to support those families. So the local dollars are needed. And, Kemp, I think the biggest thing is it impacts a lot of people in our industry, whether it's Shaw or our suppliers or our competitors or our customers. There's a lot of children around the community that this thing impacts. So we're excited about trying to grow it and take it to a new level.
Granted, this is somewhat Chattanooga news, North Georgia news, but this is where the floor covering industry is headquartered, a lot of companies here. So there's a lot of families involved in, that visit these same medical institutions that benefit from this. So the numbers on this, the group that was part of the CMB Foundation, what are the numbers there this year?
Well, there's about 275 that ran in the race. It's always the biggest group at this race for the last 4 years since Christian's passed away. And the race is so good to the team. They make our own shirts for us with Christian silhouette on it. And so we're about 10% of the field. And, you know, you can do different races, the 5K or the half or the full. And it's just great seeing everybody on the team as you're running around with the shirts on, because you don't know everybody. Just a great, beautiful morning running around the river and trying to do the right thing and make a difference.
Did they tally up how much was raised by CMB Foundation this time?
You know, Kemp, it does. Robin would know, but I really don't know. I know selling shirts and everything that she was raising on Saturday was the best day she's ever had before the race, so she was really excited about that.
Yeah, I've seen some of the pictures that were taken, and it seems like a really strong group, and it wasn't just Shaw people, a lot of people from the flooring industry involved, right?
Absolutely. It's you know, we're proud of Shaw, but this is not a Shaw thing. This is a community thing, and everybody's gotten involved. As a matter of fact, we were sitting there eating breakfast after the race. A lady that graduated from GPS that works for the New York Times comes in every year for it. Didn't even know Christian, but the bond through her high school, and she's talking about how much the race meant to her. And we just want to keep growing that.
All right, great. Well, it's good to catch up with you, and thanks for sharing the details about this Christian Bryant Foundation. We've been talking to Scott Sandlin, Vice President of Hard Surface at Shaw Industries, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.